Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This Saturday, we're live with Silent Trailers. You know the game show. New York Times called it the greatest guessing game ever made. We have the best lineup for you this Saturday. Check it out on the YouTube, youtube.com/Keith and the Girl. You know, that's where you can watch it. Watch it free. Play along this Saturday. Go to keithandthegirl.com/silenttrailers. See the lineup. Hit the reminder button. This will be fun for me, not for the contestants. They're going to cry like, I don't know. What can you say nowadays? Anyway, come backstage before the show. A limited amount of backstage tickets are available at keithandthegirl.com/tickets. All right. Now, okay. I saw a couple people, Hemda, they were a little upset that I took a week vacation. They were like, what's going on with this show that prides itself on regularity? And I got to say, now that I think about it, I did take two vacations that took plane rides this year, and it's only October. What an asshole. Anyway, we're back and we're coming at you. All right. Do you follow us on YouTube? Then you know that our last week on Keith and the Girl, our VIP show, boom, we threw it up on YouTube. Come on. What are we even talking about? And by the way, during the vacation, I was listening to other people's podcasts. Can you raise your volume? I can't hear shows on an airplane. I can't hear shows at the airport. I can't hear shows on a subway. I can't hear shows on a bus. Can you raise your volume and give a fuck? Come on.
It is interesting. There are some things where I'm like, yes, I have the time. I have the, you know, the space to listen to this 1 hour thing. And I hit play and I'm like, the regular sounds of the streets are muffling the sound of whatever I'm listening to. And that really sucks.
The world's so crazy and nobody can hear. We're trying to go to a safe space and we can't hear it. Trying to go to our happy place and we can't hear you. Come on. Getting upset. All right. Let's introduce our guest right away.
Just a PSA. We got to start with a PSA.
Please. Do you know, Hemda, that you can now buy hearing aids directly from a store or online? I didn't know you needed a prescription for a hearing aid.
Oh, I saw that you will eventually be able to use your headphones as just a hearing aid. So people won't know even that you can't hear. So I'm excited about that because I can't hear.
Tens of millions of people have hearing loss. Only about 16% of them use a hearing aid as of now. Raise your volume! Today's guest. The one. The only. Brother Love. How you doing, Brother Lovin'?
Huh? What was that?
You son of a gun.
Oh, you just write him. I'll just slap him down, baby. Yeah, I'm good. Hello.
KeithandTheGirl.com/brotherlove. Find out our history. Hear all about it. We knew Brother Love. The beginning of podcasting. We went to a podcasting convention. Brother Love was a big deal because he allowed people to use his music on their podcasts. They would say, can you just give it to me? He would say, how about you pay a dollar and you can have it on your show? And then Keith and the Girl was there, of course, and that's how we met.
That's how we met, where I was like, who's this guy, Brother Love? That was at the convention. And I was like, you look like a guy that when I was 14, he worked at the bagel store and I had a little baby girl crush on him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I was like, that guy was 18 when I was 14. And Brother Love goes, oh, that can't be me because I'm younger than you. And I was like, fuck off.
And that's how the relationship started.
I wouldn't say younger than you. I would say your age. I'd say we're contemporaries, you see.
I'm sure that's what you said. I'm sure I was confused.
Well, I knew I was younger than I really was. I've known that to this day. Exactly. Sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
If I had to say now, who am I closest to that I share secrets with? I would say Brother Love. I would say my friends Adam and Craig, of course. He's one of my favorites. And of course, we'll talk about me visiting him in Nashville. Also joining us on the Keith Malley Visits His Friends Last Minute Tour. It's the one and only Craig Klein. Good to see you again, Craig. How you doing?
Now, Craig clapping. Usually, can I see this? Craig usually comes in with a little bit more energy, a little bit more something in his face. And I believe that in this last week of Keith's visit, he took that away from you. Let's talk about it. What happened? Why do you look like that?
Why do you look like that? That's good. I'm going to use that in public. That's great.
Thank you.
Craig is, did Craig say he can't hear me? Is that the sign?
I can hear you now. Okay. I can hear you now. Okay, we're here.
Don't worry about what I said.
I like to come in dramatically.
Let's go over some news stories real quick, things that we missed, and then we'll get to me and my best buddies. First of all, did you hear there's a new Dead Sea Scroll was found? It turns out God did use guns. Huh. They were made in his image. I don't know how that makes any fucking sense, but all right. Angela Lansbury, beloved star of Murder, She Wrote, dead at 96, died peacefully in her sleep at home, Los Angeles, 1:30 a.m. 5 days shy of her 97th birthday, which she was really looking forward to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think they already like had the party planned already?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're like, oh, you think we could, you know, can we return the donkey? You know, go ahead.
It's a lot of candles.
It's a lot of, in your 90s, it's a lot of dual planning. So there's always like the planning of the funeral gets done by the time you're 90. So if your birthday doesn't happen, you switch into funeral mode. But it's like similar cake, just different icing maybe.
Right. All the little pets and the giraffes and everything. Now they're in a funeral procession. Now they carry the coffin. Otherwise, she's either riding it or she's on the back of it. You know what I mean?
She garnered a Oscar nomination for her movie debut in Gaslight in 1944. This is where it all came from.
Classic. Wow.
And we'll learn about that film from you, Keith.
The Gaslight?
Yeah, and it's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah. It was your
dad's favorite, right?
It honestly was my dad's favorite, but looking back, my dad was proud of the clever Gaslight. He's like, very clever. You can do your work downstairs.
They're always telling you, right? They're just telling you who they are.
Yes. Yep.
Her second came out next year for The Portrait of Dorian Gray, and again in 62 as the mother who betrays her son and her country in The Manchurian Candidate. She won 5 Tony Awards, 11 Emmy nominations. Never won, but 11 Emmy nominations for Murder, She Wrote. Let me tell you something about this Cabot Cove, though. Do you ever notice wherever Angela Lansbury was, there was a murder? He who smelt it, dealt it. Think about it. They weren't always at Cabot Cove. They went other places sometimes. There was always coincidentally a murder.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that when you're crying about it. Okay. It's not all fucking sad. Alex Jones has to pay $965 million in damages. We're talking $1 billion to multiple families that suffered from his false claim about the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School. So he had to pay what? Was it 40 some million? The first case out of three?
It was at least that. It's hard to keep track of. I thought it was like 400 million or something stupid. No matter what, it was like, oh, don't worry, he has millions more. Does he have any left now that it's like over $1 billion, right?
Well, I think people realize how much money he really makes, which is insane. And the point is the jury has to make a number amount that affects him and says, you can't do this. So now we know how much money he makes. And they're like, all right, I'm going to need $1 billion.
That
can wreck a person. And there's a third trial coming up. And I don't think we have punitive damages from the second trial.
And it's like, put it in the pile at this point, you know?
Right.
He live streamed a broadcast while this last verdict came in. And as they're, you know, like the first penalty was like 60 million. He's like, 60 million, 100 million. I killed the kids. I killed the kids.
Right.
He's just leaning into it. And it's really fun to watch. I'm glad I'm alive.
I was going to say gratitude. Every single judge. Yeah. There's been what, two, but the lawyer for the families goes. And since we're talking about putting people in harm's way, did you put a picture of the judge being set on fire? You know, like the other case, did you do it to this one? And he's like, no. And they're like, okay, is this you setting the judge on fire in a picture? oh, I don't know about that. Well, then look at people who run your website, because they're getting you in a lot of fucking trouble. You have crosshairs on her face and everything.
Holy shit. You know what, though? I am surprised that it's such a high amount, because they don't give that kind of penalty to huge companies. So I'm surprised that they did this. I'm not saying good or bad or whatever. I'm saying, like, it is shocking, and it's obviously it's because it's kids.
And also like, good.
Sure, yeah.
And also fantastic.
I mean, does it also have anything to do with who's in the White House? You know what I mean? Like, if Trump or Republican were in the White House, would it be that much of damages and all that? You know, this is the Democrat way. Maybe the Democrats saying, well, oh yeah, you got the money. Just, you know, slap it even higher.
But isn't
higher.
This a jury thing?
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, it's not all clean and nice. I'm just curious.
The president does affect people, right? I noticed more hate when Trump was president. I noticed that personally.
Right. Well, and so we're going after this guy, you know, like, because he represents so many people that are just, you can just say what you want and then not realizing that people actually listen to you and believe what you're saying. Fucking Kanye, you know, people believe what you're saying. Right. You do have a bit of a responsibility when you have a platform, you know. That's not saying that you have to, like, you know, teach your children well, like, you know, and be all kind of, you know, perfect and prim and proper and everything. But you have people are listening to what you're saying. You know, and you spread this shit, and it's very hurtful and all that. So I don't know if it was a different if Trump was back and it was in office, when he's back, when he or DeSantis or the president, it would be a different. I think it might be a different outcome. Less perhaps. meaning only $500 million, not $1 billion. You know, let's cut the guy. Let's give the guy some lunch money. Leave him some lunch money.
I just hope that they award the families like presidency or executive board member over InfoWars. That to me would be so much more rewarding to have to see Alex Jones read from a script and be somebody's puppet. And then, you know, you can make him say whatever you want. I hate carrots, but I love shit or whatever, you know, you could be silly as you want. I don't want to.
This is so such a punishment. It's so new age and also biblical. It's so it's so interesting. It's like, oh, you're kosher. Why don't you eat this pork? But your people will think that you're eating kosher and no one will know. But God will know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nobody's afraid of that anymore, you know, but God will know. But God will know. They say, well, God will know. Well, God knows you little fucking touch that little boy too, motherfucker, didn't he? Doesn't he? She or anybody? Does God know that too? Or
well, God is always on your side about that, isn't he?
Oh, of course. Yeah. God wants you to tickle that itch.
He put it there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna vomit. So Hemda and I have a bet going on Dancing with the Stars. We don't watch it, but we picked our contestants. So let me announce this. Surprise, surprise. Sam Champion has been dismissed from Dancing with the Stars. The weatherman who got his face so done up, you actually can't see if he's enjoying dancing or not.
That is
well, neither one of us picked that guy, right?
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not. Let's talk a little football. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You lost your beautiful wife and fantastic kids for nothing, Tommy. Nothing. You did it for that. You see him yelling at these kids on the football field. I mean, new players. He's like, I'm going to go home to nothing. Never mind. We're losing to these fucking idiot Steelers with a new quarterback. How exciting that Tom Brady stayed in football. Picture being a brand new quarterback and you just beat Tom Brady. Well, that's exciting. You're fucking that night. That's exciting.
Well, the team meetings, you hear the latest team meeting. He goes, if you drop the ball, I bang your wife or girlfriend.
I'm able to now.
Right. You drop the ball. Your lady's mine for the night, or, you know, and it's starting to work. They're really starting to catch that fucking ball. They don't want Tom Brady laying all up in their ladies. Or men.
Brother Love, a Jets fan, which is, you know, what a shame. Dad. Kind of rude of your dad, right? Huge. Jets are now 4-2. They're a team.
Unbelievable.
They won four games last year only. Now they already got that out of the way.
I know. So it's all downhill from here, as we know. It's all downhill. It's going to be terrible. Yeah.
And that segment was called football.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
What was that? What was the big deal? We didn't talk about this. The Miami Dolphins quarterback who was he was tackled. He got a concussion. They put him right back in the game. Then it's, not even a week later, they put him back. He starts stumbling around. Now they would have put JFK back in the game. Let's be honest. These guys don't give a shit.
Well, the guys want to go back. The guys want to go back in, because your adrenaline, sure. It's like anything, the adrenaline, you're like, I'm not really hurt. I really am not. So they go back with the protocols. The first time the guy went down, when he got up to walk to the sideline, he fell over. They're like, that should have been an indication. They put him back in, and then a week later he went down, and it's there's only so much the body can take when you're getting smashed like that. So
of course.
The
NFL says while the investigation determined that the team medical staff and unaffiliated medical professionals followed the steps of the protocol, capital P, like it's a person, of the protocol as written, the NFL and NFLPA agree that the outcome in this case is not what was intended when the protocols were drafted. Enough people complained. No, we didn't mean what? Don't put them in yet. The protocol, capital P, will be modified to enhance the safety of the players. Specifically, the term ataxia has been added to the mandatory no-go symptoms. Ataxia.
What is ataxia?
It's defined as an abnormality of balance or stability. Well, no shit. What the fuck? What else was I looking at? A math test? I don't take it to the blue tent to play chess. Right. You're stumbling. Motor coordination, same thing, or dysfunctional speech. That's hard to tell. Caused by a neurological issue. All right. Oh, good for them. Good for them. Normally it takes like 2 weeks, no exaggeration, 2 weeks if you have a concussion to become baseline, let's say.
Not if you've had it a year ago. Like, a lot of these guys, it's not their first concussion. It's their second or third concussions. And then that's when, a lot of cats have to really take a step back and say, I need to have a better life moving forward, because there's a better chance that you will that you're going to have a lot of damage, not in old age. It won't take that long for you to be really fucked up.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. Anyways. Body can only do what the body can do.
Well, I hope they get the shit together, and I'll see them next Sunday.
Yeah,
all right.
Right on.
Let's talk about visiting my best buddies. All right. First of all, let's talk about brother love.
Now, I feel like, in a way, I feel like this is the bachelor, bachelorette, or
yes,
in Keith and the girl terms, who wants to be Keith Malley's next best man? And then Keith goes and visits your house, and I hope he didn't bring a ring for you guys to kiss. It gets a little weird. And then after, no.
Okay.
After, shit, just for new listeners, for me, after he comes visits your house, maybe with a day or a week's notice, he then judges you. He then gives you a star rating and decides if you are worthy of him
visiting
again. What
is Penda doing? I just said I only have three friends.
You're right. This is fucked up.
I have a workaround on all of that. When Keith says, I'm just going to go inside for a while and write, you go, no, come on, let's go do this and then do that. And then he'll forget everything. You can't let him go on his own and write. You don't know what the fuck he's doing.
He goes, on my phone. I got him on my computer.
Right. He's like, he's going to go and take a nap or meditate or something. He goes, I'm just going to, and you're like, good. Because in a way you're off the hook. He's like, good. I don't have to entertain somebody for, every second of every day. Right. And you're like, oh, he's on his own. He's doing his thing. No, he's in there plotting and fucking making fun of you and telling you all the dumb shit, looking under the mattress and finding somebody else's hair. I mean, all kinds of bullshit that's going on, man. So what you got to do is every time he's going to take a little fiver and say, I'm going to go do that, you say, no, come on, man. I need help. I'm fixing this car. Come on. It doesn't matter. Just grab the hammer. Just grab it. Just do it. Here's a shovel. Here, hit the car with the shovel. It's fine. And you throw him off, man. You got to keep him off balance, man. You got to concuss this guy, man. You got to keep him off balance.
I wish I would have talked to you before.
Adam was staying at a person's house in Fire Island. So he invited me out, and that was a lot of fun. And I got the confidence to tour the world ever since then, right? I haven't gone out a little bit before COVID, but certainly not COVID. I didn't see Craig for at least 8 years. Brother Love's been a bit. And so I'm like, let me go. Let me see what's doing. Hey, here's a week off. I know Brother Love well. Let me call him. He'll tell me the truth if it's weird to come over. And I go, hey, Brother Love, I'm off next week. Let me know if it's cool to come down. He goes, yeah, absolutely, buddy. You know, Brother Love.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, but you know, don't be shy. It's a week. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Okay. So,
Let's stop there. Can we stop there for a second?
Yes.
Go ahead.
He goes, hey, I'm coming. I'm like, great. And he just gives me the date. So I'm like, fine, awesome. And then I just say, great, he's coming. And then I say to my wife, Sarah, I'm like, yo, Keith's coming. I mean, we talked about this early on. I said, you're welcome anytime. And you looked at me, said, you know what? I might actually take you up on this. Great. Time passes. He says, I'm coming. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Like in life, we're getting a little older. I really want to keep and adhere to these plans rather than I'll see you. Well, let's do it. And it doesn't happen. So
when was the last time you said you're welcome anytime? A couple years ago.
Said what? You're welcome anytime. No, it wasn't that long ago. I saw Keith a few months ago. I was visiting New York to go see a Mets game. I was in New York for like a day and I stayed with Keith for one night. And we were just like, let's do this. If you have time off, just come on. He goes, great. In it. There it was. Boom. Let's do it. And he goes, I'm coming from this date to that today. I say, fine. And then I'm like, Sarah, Keith's coming. This is amazing. She goes, when's he coming? I look at my phone. I'm like, oh, that's a week. And she goes, he's coming for a week? She's like, isn't that a lot of nerve to fucking ask somebody to come for a week? And I'm like, if I did this to Keith or Hemda, they'd lose their fucking minds. Are you crazy? A week? And I'm like, I love him. I'm not going to say no. There's no way I'm going to say no to Keith Malley coming to my house for a week. He can stay for a month is all if you know. But I'm like, that is a little much. And I was like, shit. Because we were also just coming home from a little bit of traveling. I had some shows, you know, but it was like a whole week. I'm like, man. And then Keith let me off the hook. He was
okay. Hold on. Okay. Here's my side of it to catch us up. There's no planet where I would have said I'm coming. Okay. So that never happened, but
I have the dates. You said, this is when I'm coming.
Show receipts. Show receipts. I'll go through my phone.
Show receipts.
So I said, what do you think about it? And I absolutely double checked too in the same conversation. Then I got the ticket, showed him the date, all this. Great. Very excited. Then I go, tell your wife. And he goes, well, actually, maybe I don't know what mood she's in right now. I'll tell her later. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But okay. Well, they got their system, right? Then I'll show receipts. Then he leaves a key for me. He's not going to be home yet when I go to visit him. Right.
You know what? Honestly, I'm rewatching Sex in the City. This is just like it. Keep going.
Made it to the across town. Keith would rather fuck himself.
Can you listen to this message and see if Brother Love wants me to come over or doesn't want to come over?
Well, he left a dildo for you, didn't he, darling?
Made it to the airport all by myself. I said, exciting. So I'm in his house. He said, look at you. I said, right. Then I said, I made it. Also, being in your way for a week was probably pretty forward to me. I brought it up. Let me know any special music or plans you got. And maybe I'll see my brother after 3 days or so in Chicago. Anyway, thanks again. We'll rock this town. So I'm in his house by myself. And I don't know why or how it hit me. But I'm like, is that a long time? I don't think it's my fault. He said, yes, I have to believe him. But at the same time, is it? And then he wrote back. He's not home yet. Welcome. And thanks for that. Now, I'm ready to cry. I'm literally ready to fucking cry. Thanks for that. Now I have to guess what that means. And I assume that it means thank you for saying a week is too long. Now I have to decide what the fuck to do with that information.
Well, you already said you were going to go see your brother.
Yeah, then I figured it out. You holy shit, thank you.
What do you
Craig.
Mean? You said you were going to, you said, I'll go visit my brother. I said, yeah, thanks for that. You're going to stay for just a few days till Saturday.
No, here's why you're wrong. Also, being in your way for a week was probably pretty forward of me. Let me know any special music or plans you got, and maybe I'll see my brother after 3 days or so. And you said, thanks for that. That am I wrong, folks? Does that tell me, do that?
Here's what's happening. There are two Keiths making plans with each other here. What do you do? What are they, like, if Keith calls you up and you're like, no, where's your handler? You know, I don't.
So we're hanging out. And of course, whenever Brother Love came in, we're immediately talking. Everything's fine. I'm calm. But when I was by myself, I was a fucking nervous wreck until I saw him. And it's like, of course, this is my buddy. Everything's fine. But I do. I change my date and I tell them and blah, blah, blah. But then Brother Love pushes it. So the final date now is that Saturday. He goes, are you going to be around Sunday for football? I go, what the fuck? No. And he goes, oh, what? That's too bad. That would have been fun. What the fuck is happening?
You brought up Saturday. No. You said I'm going to leave Saturday. We never discussed.
Did he ask if I'm going to be there Sunday for football? Because that will be fun.
We never discussed what the window should be. It was like, may I go Saturday? And then in my mind, I'm like, all right, well, if you're just deciding, we'll maybe stay a little later than Saturday. I thought Saturday was
premature. Then why did you say thanks for that if it wasn't already figured out?
Thanks for the thinking that, well, maybe this is a little too long. Thanks for saying maybe it's a little too long and I will actually not stay for a week. That's right on.
And then I get the list, like rehearsal tomorrow, 6 to 8, gig on Friday, this in Alabama, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, your wife wrote that.
No, I wrote that. I gave you my schedule. I wanted you to know what was going on. So this way you knew what the fuck was going on. I mean, that's cool. And you came to the rehearsal. And
that was very fun. And everything was fun. I was in the rehearsal. You always feel like, you know, you're behind the scenes. You're one of the boys. And then the show, Bread Love's band, Them Vibes, is fantastic.
Thank you.
That's the truth. And thank God, right? Because when a friend does something, you're like, oh my God, you know. Somehow,
and it's been a lot of years.
Like you're part of it.
Yeah, you came to a show after knowing, you know, we'd known each other a long time, and it was like years later. It'd be like, you know, afterwards, you'd be like, good. You still, it'd be great if you say like, yeah, it's good. You're still doing that, you know.
Right. Or I guess we're over the early stuff. No, I love Brother Love solo stuff. I love Them Vibes very much. You will not be doing yourself a disservice.
I had such a fun time with. So there's a comic here. See, it says has it not happened in a long time where somebody was really kind of wanting to maybe be around me a little bit more because I know Keith Malley and Chemda Khalili. So like he's a comic and he's like, oh my God, you know, Keith and the girl. And I was like, well, yeah, you know, it's like, these are my friends. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm coming to your show. Like, I think he knew you were in town and whatnot. And like, he was so like, I could just tell he was like, you know, he really, 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 really wants to be on your show. And he really, really, really wanted to meet you guys. And you were so cool. And you're like, hey, man, good to meet you. And you walked away.
the way I saw it was
I thought it was cool. I thought it was great. Because if he's going to want to suck your dick, let him suck your dick. You know what I mean?
I gave him 3 seconds to suck my dick. And then I'm like, I got to put my dick away.
And he dummied up, not the bad way. Yeah, he just dummied up, and he just was like, you know, I was like, oh, hey, come here, man, meet Keith, you know, and he's like, hey, how are you? And, you know, I was like, and there you are, here he is, you know, do something with this. What am I going to do, you know? That was great.
He seemed nice. It was a good 3 seconds.
He's a very nice guy, but it's just cool. You know, if I know somebody that's really cool and you want to know them, I'm like, ooh, this is exciting, you know, sure. Like, I hold the key to knowing somebody you want to know. I don't know what the fuck that means or what gets me, but it feels good.
He took me up and down the happening places in Nashville. We had that. We went to that barbecue joint where the owner, Peg Leg Porker. The guy lost his leg. He's a chef, but I'm sure the food is good. It is. Well, diabetes might have hurt him, but it was very good.
It was great having you. It was so much fun. And we did have a show a few days later, and that would have been fun too. But another time, you know, your room is always ready. And Chemda, you're always welcome to stay in Keith's room anytime you would like to come to Nashville. Anytime.
Okay. And with that said, rewind 15 minutes, Chemda. Okay, thank you. So then I'm excited. And I'm like, all right, let me, who has? So I see my brother. That's fun that he's not here. Fuck him. And then I see Craig Klein.
Now, Craig is the one that had the most heads up. The most he you know, is a regular in the chat on Wednesday nights. So he got the most advice, the most Keith deciding, because Keith has never been away on his own. Now he has a couple of examples of it. So he should be a better guest at this point. Craig, how is Keith? Why do you look so disturbed? You've never looked so disturbed ever in like years that we've known you.
I'm dying to know from Brother Love. Did he, as soon as he got into your house, did he ask you for lotion as well? I thought that was a power move. I just smiled and handed over the lotion, and he was like, "I'll be keeping this for the trip." And I thought,
"Get a little itchy on my feet and my hands."
I feel you. All right.
I like he doesn't have to. It's all over the house for him. I know.
That. his manners. Little lotion.
What I love about lotion. What I love about being around Keith in the setting of just of any setting, as we've spent time together, and I love about Keith and Chemda is that you're on your own time in a really good way. Like, you really are never either of you. I love spending time with you guys. I lose perception of what, I don't know, what standard time is. Like, I just like that your schedule works for you, that you've created for yourself. And it's just cool. It's like, it's just like, it's not a set dinner time. You're hungry. Let's eat. You're tired. I take a nap. You want to jerk off? I'm going to go jerk off. You know, or you want to play
with the lotion.
I was quiet.
I just, I like, and you know, like, it's just, you do your thing. You're on your own. And then when it's time for us to visit with each other, we visit with each other. And it was very respect. I enjoy always. And I missed spending time. We've spent a lot of time over the years. And there were times, a large spans of times where the evening, the nighttime was literally like the daytime for us. We were up all night, and we kind of slept the days away. And then, you know, we were on the chats and we were having just a grand old time. I really enjoy, I enjoy being on your schedule, on your calendar. It's fun, you know, for a couple of days. It is very cool. Cause it's just like, it's a nice slice of your life, which I enjoy and I miss, cause I do miss you very much. And I miss both of you guys. Yeah.
Did you,
Ryan
both...
V says Brother Love just described a cat. Just saying. Good point.
Well, he's a cool cat, man.
I come to your house and it's good to see me on my schedule at your house.
I love that. When it works within the confines of just like, because I know you and I like what you do and I like, you know, where you're at with things. He's a cool cat, you know.
When you were talking with your wife, did your wife say, "Holy shit, a week is too long," and you said, "Yeah, but I think it'll be fine," or did you say, "Yeah, right, this son of a bitch"?
No, she's been busy on the road like crazy. So it was a little pocket of time where we were home and she was home for a second. And it was like, any time that she's home this year, I try to clear my schedule. And this was a time where it all overlapped. You could have stayed for a fucking month. I really honestly just didn't care. I really don't care. I really, 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 really don't mind you, not everybody. But the fact that is, I have to say, wow, honey, I know we only have X amount of hours together. Well, now we're going to share that with somebody else. And she's cool. I mean, she gets it and she understands. But then at the same time, she'll go, well, when are we going to spend time together? I'm like, all right, well, let's see how this pans out. Thank you for being cool. Cause she's away now. She's in Europe. We had 4 days together the last week. And I won't see her for another 2.5 weeks. So that's kind of where we're at. That's why this becomes a little bit strange. Like right now, I have guests in my house, right? They're staying with me now. I just met them last night. Sarah said, oh, and this is how she does it. She goes, I may have invited, do you know Maddie from the River Kittens? It's a band called the River Kittens, and it's a duo. And Maddie is one of the girls in the band. And I said, yeah, she said, I know you've never met them, but you're going to be such great friends. And you know, I know you, and I would never do this to you if it were somebody else, which is a lie. Cause she's done this before, but, but not when I was home alone, but you know, and she goes, her and her fiance are coming to make a record for a couple of days. They're going to stay. And I'm like, cool. When? And she tells me the dates. I'm like, yeah, but you're not home. She goes, well, I know. I'm like, why would you have somebody come here and I don't know them and you're not here? She goes, because, you know, it's cool. It's a nice thing to do. And I'm like, but why do I want to do it? I don't want to do a nice thing.
You know,
like
good, that. Good. I'm glad it came on you, because let me just describe Brother Love and how clear he is with things. We go to Hawaii for his wedding. A lot of fun to stay at Steven Tyler's place, right? That's I pissed in his pool. That's a memory I'll have forever. And Brother Love says, you know, Keith, come on over. Be my best man. Exciting. It's not until I don't know what day we're on, day two, day three, we're at some families hanging out at a bar, everybody's meeting each other.
It's probably the rehearsal dinner, which is the night before.
Okay, so rehearsal dinner at a bar, and I don't know what somebody says, if it's your bandmate Alex or not, but somebody says something where I'm like, wait a second, I'm the best man though. And then Alex is like, I think I'm the best man. And we had to figure out between ourselves somehow that we both were told separately we're the best man. This is the guy that's acting like he was so open. I just want that out there.
What's more open than that?
Oh, and by the way, this reminds me, whenever we texted me and Brother Love and, you know, he said, hey, thanks for that. You know, whatever the fuck that meant. Then he sent me a link. And I know this guy, Alex, we were best men. He sends me a link of Alex, of Alex's information. Was that so that I stay with Alex?
No, it was just so that you had his information in case you wanted to get in touch with him.
What?
Just to say hi. I mean, you're coming to town. I didn't know if you had his number and if you'd be in town. I also knew. Oh, the reason why I did that was that I was not home the day of. And if you needed somebody to like visit with or just a hand around Nashville, I was like, well, I didn't say all that. That's kind of what I thought. I should.
No, you just sent a phone number.
Right. Here it is. Yeah. What I meant was, he's here if you need somebody. I'm not here yet. I'm still out of town coming in from Pittsburgh.
That added to it. That Alex's phone number really added to me ready to lose my shit. Where I'm like, what the f-? He's like, how about you live with Alex? That's what
Alex took. But did you like, Craig, you're in California?
Yes, L.A.
Where at? Where in LA? Not that I know where LA anything.
Echo Park area. Echo Park.
How was it, Keith? Here. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, this guy starts right away. Even before I get there, I get these texts. Today, I picked up a half dozen fine cheeses from hard to soft, mild to stankin'. About as many fine meats, maybe more. And now, I'm preparing the drug order and making matzo ball soup. You see, I have a guest arriving soon. That's how it's done.
I mean, admittedly, I'm the one maybe who turned this into a competition. So I set the poll, you know, I set the pace. But yeah, I put my back into it. And
he's got a brace on by now. He's got a brace on right now.
Look, doesn't he? You look broken. What happened?
Well, I'm just generally broken. but I will say that the one thing that I could not control and that I just counted on was LA being consistent in the way that it is. But for the first time in maybe a year or more, it was cloudy and rainy every single day that Keith was here and got sunny literally after I dropped him off.
No,
it turns out they don't control the weather.
Well, yeah, right. Proof.
By the way, I'll go over the days. I'm in the airport and I saw somebody had I'm holding it up, but I'll put it on the website. It's a luggage tag. It says wrong one. It's a red luggage tag and yellow printed says wrong one. I think it's very clever. I took a picture of it. Guess what's speaking of last time Craig was on, the show's called The Algorithm. I only took a picture of it. I didn't say out loud, I love tags. Instagram, they're selling the exact same model.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
All the time, man. That
I only took a picture.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. I was working with a guitar, a new pedal for like my setup for trying to do like for certain effects through my vocals. And I was like trying to borrow. I was borrowing something before I make a purchase because of a piece of gear that I'm not really sure what it is that I want. What type of an echo pedal do I want? And I was just talking about an echo pedal. And next thing you know, my whole, every fucking thing up on my Google, everything is like, this second pick, this is everything. It's like videos, everything. I'm like, well, I guess I.
Wait a second. Listening. I'm putting two and two together here. You guys don't get all of your advertisements aren't for therapy centers and rehab clinics?
Rehab clinics? No, not anymore. Maybe you know, they stop. They're nice.
What
they stop.
The hell?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you guys a secret. If you buy a flight that doesn't let you have a backpack, just fucking bring it. They don't give a shit. They got bigger problems. Yeah, this is a little life hack. Yeah, get the cheapest ticket. You'll be fine. They don't care.
So as soon as Keith landed in LA, I did my duty as a good friend. And by the way, I should say, as I was getting ready to go to the airport, I was thinking to myself, Jesus, it's been so long since I've seen Keith. And in my head, we're like cartoon versions of ourselves, you know?
Right.
So like, I was thinking, what is the scale of Keith? I don't even know what to expect. This man could be a giant. Does he fit in my car? These are actual thoughts that went through my head.
Is he there before he's actually there?
You know, it could be anything. I'm ready to expect it all. So we finally get, maybe we hate each other actually. And a lot of people in the chat have been like, I don't even think you guys really like each other. And that started to, you know, maybe I was.
When do we talk? Right. It's usually playing Destiny, and that's the way guys talk.
We suck dicks together pretty regularly.
In Destiny, we suck them off the planet. But not to confuse people, we'll play a video game. You know, me and Brother Love will be watching sports, and we talk when we want to. So maybe. Yeah. Maybe it'd be weird in person, but
maybe it would be weird. How will the time pass? Will we get along? And so with that in mind, I had a schedule available of activities that would keep us pretty busy. The first thing on the schedule was just get him really high. And then I'll be able to gauge from the outside while he's figuring his shit out, right?
And so just slow him down.
Put a guy in a new space and just let him figure it out. That's good.
Right. Get him real high.
Turn him around a couple times.
Right.
And you whisper in his ear, you're in L.A. See you later, bro.
And I'm doing the whole like throwing the shot behind my shoulder thing and just sizing him up like a predator, you know. And anyway, it worked out really well. I think we had a really good time.
We were laughing balls right away. It was on that California white sauce, but it was fantastic. We were
laughing
having a blast.
Balls right away. And there was a moment where I think on the last day that you were here, we were at a party and we weren't really communicating with anybody else at the party. We were just, you know, speaking amongst ourselves. And I was cracking up in the same way that I did 20 years ago on Clinton Street, like gut hurts, can't catch my breath. You know, a sound of laughter that just doesn't happen, you know, regularly. Like it's the real, authentic, dangerous laughter. And it was really marvelous to spend time with you. And I'm very happy that comparatively to the other people that hosted you, I'm way, 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 way better.
I mean, we didn't hear the review yet, Keith.
Well, is there something? Look at how they both have their shirt open. They have similar styles. Now, why
Keith,
did
you
I
like achieve? Jews? How do
you
I
look
tell
so
you?
So good smoking, by the way. You look so fucking good smoking.
It's all about the look, baby.
That looks so fucking good, man.
It really puts it all together.
I see a little bit of smoke, just like li. That's my little joint. Ha ha. So cute. You look like a bad, sexy motherfucker. Look at you. Oh my
god. Hemda pointed out the other day. He looks like a
cigarette so bad.
Since the show started, I've been rock hard for you, Brother Love.
I want to fuck that cigarette so hard.
He looks like a cigarette ad, right?
Oh, better. Oh, my God. Look, yeah. It's awesome.
I do like that.
Well, first of all, when I was on the flight going to Craig's place, I'm in the middle seat. There's a white woman on my left, a black guy or woman, I can't tell, has a hoodie, looks a little androgynous on my right. And at some point, this woman orders a sandwich and goes through all her bag and can't find her credit card or whatever. We already talked a little bit. We're getting along. I can't help myself. I go, I'll buy her a sandwich. Then the person on my right buys something. And I'm like, yeah, but she did a production. So I can't, you know, and I'm making all this up in my head. Nobody's making me feel awkward. But that kid orders something. And I don't pay. And then the woman found cash and gave me cash back. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I made sure the kid saw it. I'm like, okay, thank you. And that's the cash. And that's what white people do. All right, good. I paid by credit card. She paid me by cash. All right, fantastic. It worked out.
Free money.
Then on her TV is Yankee in Cleveland, I guess. And but anyway, definitely Cleveland was playing. And she's like, why isn't it called the fucking Indians anymore? What was the big problem? I'm like, what?
And luckily, we have a 5-hour flight. We could talk about this. Right.
I'm like, what? What? I don't know. Ask them. I think it's up to the Indians, isn't it? Who has a problem with that? Not you, not an Indian. Not me, not an Indian. What the fuck? And then everything she's watching, if it's not the baseball game, it's Fox News. and make some kind of comment about Wi-Fi and how kids today are so much smarter. Goes, and him over there, her, I don't even know. They're pretty smart on computers. And I'm like, what?
That's what,
give me that sandwich.
Said?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And then it crescendos with, she prayed.
She prayed. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Little prayer.
Well, what brought on the prayer? What brought on the prayer?
The flight, the going up and landing. Yeah.
Oh, were you involved in the prayer? Did you hold hands?
I was involved, but not necessarily. Yeah, you can hear it.
Straight up to Jesus, like the whole nine.
It was mumbling, but I'm right there.
Oh my
God. What a world where people are so bold, you know? And to be, I am really self-conscious about how people are taking me, you know? I maybe it's in my head, but I feel like, you know, maybe some people are put off by me or whatever. So I'm pretty
like that cigarette, bro.
Well, you know, I do my part, man. And maybe it's for good reason. I can't fucking imagine like the confidence or whatever to sit there and be such a fucking asshole on a plane with two other people, strangers around you. It's just unbelievable.
Here's the thing too. My podcast comes up and she says, it's not too raunchy or too dirty, is it? And I'm so tempted to be like, well, I'm cool with Indians when they talk, you know,
people are just, but that's the fucking world we live in. So I went to, we saw Jane's Addiction and Smashing Pumpkins at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville last week.
All right.
And, what an amazing show. I'd never seen either band before. And I'm such a huge fan of Jane's Addiction, Smashing Pumpkins. I learned a lot about, I know their hits, but the show was phenomenal. What a great time. And we were able to sit in a box and it was really fucking sexy and cool. But beforehand we were having a dinner with some friends and I went to the restroom. There's somebody behind you, Craig.
That's his girlfriend. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. So I'm in the bathroom and I'm on my way to the bathroom. And this like couple, like kind of like they were there. They kind of jump like very excited. And the woman goes, oh my God, I really love your get up. And I walk by and I'm like, what? I was like, it's not a get up. It's called an outfit. And I kept walking and I went to the bathroom and I'm like, well, fuck, now I do. And I said it more of an attitude. It's not a get up. I was like, it's an outfit. And I walk in and I come out and I'm like, shit, now I got to confront them. Like, but now in my mind, I'm like, sorry, I was a dick. I was just talking. And they were just giving me thumbs up and yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then not 5 minutes later, we're settling up our tab. The guy behind me, I feel somebody like, hey, and like, touching me like, hey. I'm like, what? Hey. He's like, yeah. He's like, man, hey, man. Hey, please tell me I'm not the only one that thinks that you look like Howard Stern. And I stared at him very quietly. And I stared at him for
a good
long pause. And I said, you're not the only one that's ever told me I look like Howard Stern because you asked me to tell you that, because you told me to say that. And he was like, I'm like, that's, people are nuts, man. Touching, you know, you're grabbing hold of me. We have to talk and all this stuff. Like, you know, it's insanity. It's crazy.
Similar thing happened. I was taking out the garbage. We're in a very small building. So it's us. There's a couple on top. And then on top of that, just one person, very small apartments. That's the whole building. So when we go to throw out the garbage, if he's sitting on the stoop, now it's chat time. Never mind. Like, if I'm taking out the garbage, what do you think I feel like? You know,
right.
What's my day looking like? I'm taking out the garbage. It's midday. I'm probably clean. I'm probably in the middle of something. It's not at the end of the garbage because we're just starting to do. All right. So I'm taking out the garbage. You know, he says, hi, neighbor. He always says, hi, neighbor. And we always like sneak off. This time, I don't know how this started, but I found out that he is an anti-vaxxer. And I'm like, fuck. Oh, I know how it started. I don't know how he decided to quote.
You know what else is garbage?
Jim Norton. He goes, you know Jim Norton? I go, sure. And he's like, oh, yeah. So he said that the hospitals, they get extra bonus points from the government, but money from the government. So he broke it down: $10,000 if it's on the death certificate died by COVID, $20,000 if you know you come in and you get diagnosed, $30,000 if like you're married to this, that, and that. Like it's all COVID related. It's all a COVID whatever. So I go, so I guess you didn't get vaccinated. And this is a person who lives in my. I guess you didn't get vaccinated, and he goes, oh, no. And so I go, did you end up getting COVID? Did you test positive or something? He goes, listen to this. My wife, she has to get tested every week for her job. So one of the weeks I was like, fuck it, I'll take a test also. She was negative. I was positive, and I guess he was asymptomatic. And he's like, it's all bullshit. COVID is made up because he tested positive. Then I don't know. There was so many descriptions. I'm going to make a list of the things that he told me why COVID doesn't exist and all this stuff.
How do you believe anything after millions dead? How do you believe anything?
Millions
if you don't believe in this,
man. You know, millions of people die from cereal every year.
I hear it's Count Chocula that's killing everybody.
Well, I mean, brother love, all due respect, Count Chocula and the whole like ghoulish cereal family, it's off the shelves. It's back only for a limited time for Halloween, and that's why I got to jump on it.
Right. I remember they tried one called Fat Hogula. It didn't work out. It didn't work out. And it was just strange.
The flavor doesn't translate.
It's a hog, you know, like a pig. It's great. Fat Hogula. Yay. It's bacon flavored. It just didn't work. No.
Speaking of food.
Oh, here's another. He goes, and wearing masks. I just remember wearing masks. He goes, check this out. I had to wear a mask one time. Like, oh my God, you never wore a mask. Okay. Yeah. Had to wear a mask one time because he had to go to the doctor. And he goes, and guess what? That was the only time I got sick. You know why? Think about it. I'm wearing a mask. My breath is going out with all its garbage. And then I'm breathing my same breath back in. Mm. So that's the only time I got sick. Coincidence?
I don't know. Is your effing science a fucking coincidence? Nobody looks at their old grade schools, their grade scores. Nobody looks at that. And by the way, and it's always those people that are like, I'd gladly stand up. Next to you and defend her still today. Oh, a mask. It really bothers my breathing. Wait till you find out the humidity in Afghanistan. You'd gladly stand up.
Yeah.
Boot camp's a little harder than a mask, you fucking puss. But anyway, I was going to say.
Thank you for your service, Keith.
Thank you. That's what I was getting at. Thank you for your service, Keith. Thank you. Craig?
Yes?
Anything you want to say?
About
my service?
Oh, I choose not to believe in your service.
Hey, Craig, did you have fresh new underwear and socks ready for Keith for when he wants to change it out?
What is this?
That did not happen.
I know.
I supply clean sheets and lotion and a door to close behind you.
But I was going to say I had Craig's famous matzo ball soup. Which is the best matzo ball soup I've ever had. Now, the secret is it's chicken soup with a matzo ball in it, right, but it's very, very good.
Well, Keith, you turned us on. We were at Aldi and you bought these ice cream bars that they have, whatever. And now it's like Sarah and I have like boxes of them at my house. Thank you. Sure. I learned a lot from your visit. I learned a lot.
I would like to mention something. There are things that I really enjoyed finding out about my good friend Keith while we.
If it pleases the court, yes. Uh-huh.
If it pleases the court, and one of the things that I just find remarkable about this human is that he has the ability to, on the way back from the club or like whatever we're doing for the night, you know, we stop by the convenience store, he grabs some munchies and he goes to the ice cream, which is notable. First of all, ice cream guy, an ice cream sandwich guy. Okay. I like your style. And then he eats half of it, puts it back in the wrapper and saves it for later. And I thought, I don't think that has ever happened in the history of the fucking world. A very small boy does not save half of an ice cream sandwich. It's a one service situation. And this expands into almost everything that we enjoyed together. He was nibble, nibble, nibble. And I'm thinking to myself, oh God, he doesn't like the restaurant. He doesn't like the food. No, he just has two or three meals in tow after this one.
Right.
And he's very happy about that. Yeah. It's very intimidating to the people that are eating around him, by the way.
Well, you see, that's his schedule. That's that was kind of my point. You know what I mean? Like he'll have a little bit because you're going to have four more meals in the day. That's the thing. See, I fuck up. I eat the whole meal and I'm so excited that I know we're going to have another meal soon. And yeah. then I eat that whole meal and I'm like feeling disgusting by the end of the day. And he's all fine. You know, he's like, I've had a few bites of this, a few bites of that. And look how good he looks. He's svelte. He's, you know, he's looking fantastic.
He is.
In good shape. Yeah, I know. He could. Yeah. I found it funny that I lost him. We were at a show. We were at a show and I didn't know where he went. And I was like, how do you lose somebody that's that tall? Like it's Keith fucking Malley. I was like, it was still daylight out. It was out. It's outside. It was in a big parking lot. It was a very cool event. And I lost him. And I was like, that is so weird. And then boom, he was back and it was fine. But I couldn't find you for a little while. And I started to get nervous because I'm like, God damn. You know, he's under my charge here. You know, I have to make sure.
He turned into a ghost.
Yeah, right. Where is he at all?
He's now in the DJ booth. He's actually DJing the song that you were hearing.
I would never let him out of my sight. I committed to that as soon as I picked him up from the airport. And in fact, when I dropped him off at the airport, I noticed, okay, his flight's in about 15 minutes. And I picked up my phone and I thought, I should just make sure he got to the gate. And then I thought, how insulting. My friend, the adult, he texts me from the plane, almost missed my flight. No problems. I actually got it.
I got confused. I'm new to airports.
Because it's
been so many years. It feels like I'm new to airports where I even bought like a $6 soda right before, you know, security check, like a motherfucking idiot. I got confused. Just let's say the flight was at 6:30. So that means what? 5:45 would be they load in. I forgot about that part of the thing. They board. And I don't know. I just got the hours confused where I'm eating a hamburger in the airport, taking my time, feet up, watching that shitty She-Hulk, enjoy myself. And then I sit down at my gate and they go, Keith Malley. And I sit right back up. And I'm like, yes. All right. Why don't you get the fuck on board? Okay.
I did the same thing. I was flying to New York. I was going to meet Sarah. I was flying to New York and it was a crowded airport. And I thought to myself, the gate where I was supposed to leaving from was really packed. So I sat across the way. There was nobody there. And I'm just in my own world. La, la, la. I'm like, wow, this is so great. Nice cover. And it didn't even, thank God I heard after a while, I just kept hearing like, sounds like somebody's saying my name. You know? Because the gate was across the way. It was like, right. Well, Lawrence Floorman, please, this is your last. And I was like, what? I was in my la-la land.
Does Keith do self-check-in at the airport? Can you figure out those machines, Keith?
I do it on my phone. Fuck those machines, but I can do it on the phone.
Okay.
I did just remember this I wanted to bring up. That another thing that was interesting is how Keith affects my other relationships in my city, right? Because
you still have those relationships.
well, that's the thing. And my girlfriend,
simple yes or no, we'll know how it went. You know,
my girlfriend noticed it several times, and she communicated it to both of us that, you know, I'm a different person. Entirely as soon as Keith got in town, you know,
my brother blames it on me too. Ken says he doesn't curse. I'm like, you curse just fine. It's like, it's around you. What, to appease me? He seems to have no problems. What do you think it is?
My girlfriend was saying, I know you as a very sensitive, empathetic, vulnerable, type of person. And as soon as Keith has been in town, you've just been on one, yucking it up the entire. Nothing you say is truthful. You're lying constantly. Everything is a fucking punchline. And she had to put me in check yesterday because she was like, "You're still doing it. You're still on the Keith that you can stop talking to me like that at least."
I love you. Good morning, ugly. I'm kidding.
I love you. You should love me. Yeah, that's been interesting as well. So it's good that we live on other sides of the country.
I think. Because you like this woman.
Yeah, and also, you know, considering that we're both adults now, we have career paths, we fill our days with things, we have, a life that we lead. Looking back on it, at the times that we were spending, you know, a significant amount of time with each other, we were complete fuck offs. we were what belligerents are like. I hope I don't end up like these guys. and it was so easy to fall back into it, and I loved every fucking second of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And by the way, this matzo ball soup, let me go back to this, how good it was. And it probably would have turned you off when I only ate half and then put half back in the thing. But you
of
saw
a matzo ball, not of, yeah. He took the soup.
To be fair, the drugs came first. And then he was like, let me try this famous matzo ball soup. And I'm like, huh? But anyway, fine.
Why do these noodles have teeth marks in them? Oh, that's just Keith. He only eats half the noodles.
Well, let me tell you something about this soup, though. This soup was so Jewish, the carrots didn't have tips. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Nice. Very good.
Brother Love brought this up about Kanye. Kanye tweeted out,
"Oh man,
I'm a bit sleepy tonight, but when I wake up, I'm going death instead of death. DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. The funny thing is, I actually can't be anti-Semitic because black people are actually Jew also." Mm. What's that mean? The black Israelites that want me to fight so they beat the shit out of me on the street?
Exactly, yeah.
Genius. "You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone whoever opposes your agenda." God damn it.
Did you see his follow-up interview on Tucker?
Well, I'll tell you what I did see. I saw that, we mentioned the White Lives Matter shirt that he was wearing with Candace Owens, provocateur, right? And so she's defending him going, well, first of all, DEFCON isn't a thing.
Idiots. Okay,
the word death is, I think I know his point. She goes, it's DEFCON for defense. So if anything, he's being defensive. Like, your kids better rule the roost then.
Yeah.
If you're playing so fucking dumb, then you better see your kid like with a joint in his mouth, and he better be able to go, blew in the window and I happened to catch it and you walked in just in time, because you can't really be that stupid.
But what is that? DEFCON 3 is such a weird number to pick. It's like, I'm going to medium come after you.
right.
He was just quoting a movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
But the follow-up to this story is that he went on Tucker Carlson and did a pretty in-depth interview where what they aired was utterly anti-Semitic, just insanity, right? Mm-hmm. And then Vice, just yesterday, I think, released the outtakes that the Tucker Carlson show didn't air. Mm-hmm. And this stuff is like straight up fucking Nazism. And he's aware of it, so aware of it that he's like, hold on. Maybe you don't
edit it out.
Maybe you edit that one out. And like a little dog. And Tucker was like, sure. You're producing this. That was his reaction to that.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
He said George Floyd didn't die from that knee on the neck. He died from fentanyl. Okay.
What?
Okay.
What's amazing is that when you see the blank stare out of somebody's eye, you can tell a lot by looking at a person's eyes. You really can.
Right.
And when I see that blank stare, what more do I have to ask? Like, what's going on in that mind? You know, you're just trying to be relevant on any way, shape, or form. Hey, dude, guess what? Why don't you put out a fucking record, right? Everybody calls you a genius that's around you. Make a record and show us your art. Let us decide whether we like you or not. And other than that, shut the fuck up. Really.
I think it's my fault. Ever since graduation, I kept saying he's a genius. And I think
it's kill yourself. Right? You kill yourself also. And that would be a viable option. Fuck that.
I mean,
guy.
Maybe just get back on the meds.
Yeah, maybe, Hemda, we're taught as very early. And Craig too, right? Never forget. Never again. Never forget. You know?
Yeah.
Never again. Never forget. That's these Holocaust. Just like, I just know. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were never talking. Look both ways. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The Holocaust.
Yeah. No. It was a girl. It was some girl that used to live on Rivington. You know, never, never again. And I will never forget.
Never give up. Never surrender.
You know? And it's just so real and palpable still. And the fact that it's just not, and you have a platform that people are believing you and they listen to you and they trust what you say. And you're just so irresponsible.
See, I think it's irresponsible of us. I think he's got a platform. Why? Because we listen to it, because we've been listening to it, because we play it. We refer to it. We quote it. We make him a celebrity. We are celebrating him. And the more attention we give to him, I mean, a lot of people are saying
this. Let me tell you
something.
If you're saying all this anti-Semitic shit and I give that attention, so you guys, I guess you won. But I need you to know that Kanye's saying this shit. He got me. He got me.
Yeah.
Yes, but it does seem like he's spiraling out of control. Like, was this always him? It didn't seem like it. Doesn't it seem like a person off their meds? Not that I'm making an excuse. You're still responsible because you know to be on your meds, but it just seems like he's a little.
I think he's got his back up against the wall. He's defensive. I mean, that whole thing with Gap just went down where, you know, he felt wronged by them. And so now he's even more secluded. Anybody that was trying to keep him in check or liaison between him and somebody else, it seems like he's fired them from the camp, and now it's just him coming through, right? And unchecked self-adoration, right? Like, he really thinks he's a genius. He really thinks he's Picasso.
He thinks he's God. Yeah.
He was in that interview, he was talking about his father, and he said, "My father was the original Bill Gates." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you even saying?" Like, think about that being listened to by anybody critical. Aren't you embarrassed?
No, but the answer is
he's not thinking about anybody listening to it critically.
Because he's bipolar.
He is like this abstract thinker that's putting it all together. Right. He's got the money, he's got the celebrity, and nobody's putting him in check because he provides access to the people that are around him, you know? And why get fired like everybody else? You know, and now he's just going off, and fuck him. And by the way, I think it is who he is. I think it is who he is. I think he's in that Tucker Carlson interview, you know, the big story about him was that his mother died tragically in that surgery. Right. And it affected him greatly. He was selling his own mom out. He said, "My mother was a liberal, tried to keep me away from my father, and I've realized only since Trump was in office that everything she told me was a lie, and that my father, who was a conservative, who my mother lied about all the time, he was my real hero this whole time, and he's why I am who I am." Right?
Holy shit.
It's like, you're selling out your own mom, bro.
I just I don't want a song about his dad. Michael. JP Morgan Chase says, "Kanye, you got to get a new bank. We're not working with you anymore. That's how anti-Semitic you're being. They let Epstein keep an account.
Well,
you're out of control."
Well, they're doing that also. If you've seen, I've watched, it's a very, very long documentary, Ken Burns on New York. I watched that. And then there was a documentary, on the new one on USA and the Holocaust. So both of those things, I learned a lot about New York, and everybody was anti-Semitic. A lot of motherfuckers are anti-Semitic in New York. JP Morgan Chase, the bank, they have their history of being pretty fucked up too. So yeah, they're like, "Well, let's get ahead of this. Okay.
Sure.
We're not doing that now. Yeah. We'll stand up now. Yeah. We don't need your money."
I'm surprised.
"We have everybody else's money. We don't need yours."
What's the recourse that they're actually threatening? Me and Keith were talking about this as it came up in the news. Like, does Chase just take his cash and put it on the fucking court?
November 23rd, I'm putting your cash on the street.
There's 20 black garbage bags, you know, right outside on 57th Street. Yeah, of course.
Gave you the notice. It's at the recycling bin now. Sorry, bud. I don't know. Well, what can they do?
We'd be remiss not to mention what happened Wednesday. Wednesday, we're in the car. We're driving from those egg rolls were good, by the way. Where was that place?
Golden Deli.
Golden Deli.
San
pretty
Gabriel.
Good.
Holy fuck. Oh, yeah.
And we're driving home, but I'm about to miss the chat poker. But I'm able to log in on my phone and get in. Craig's booking it because he forgot his poker login. Next thing you know, I'm playing poker at 100 miles per hour. How exciting.
Over 100 miles per hour.
Nice. Then I get into his house. He can't get in because it's a little late, but I'm already in. I go on my laptop. I win the whole fucking thing. Now, this is a vacation.
I would like to mention that later on that night, Keith, as a winner, all-time winner, world champion of poker, he has the belt on. And we sit down at my table and we play a little game of poker where we substitute – Tootsie Pops for chips, and I won it all. I beat the winner, which makes me actually the number one winner.
It is a little different when the lollipops aren't backed by the government, but congratulations.
I was eating my pot throughout the...
It is weird to be in America and be 3 hours behind. It's weird that Saturday Night Live is at what? 11, 10, 9, 8:30 p.m. Football's at 10 a.m. That's a little weird.
That's a little rough. Yeah.
It's very, a little early. The football early thing is weird. Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, a lot of pictures I'll put up. We watched a little of the 9/11 hearings, and have you been watching that, Brother Love?
The Brother Love wasn't on vacation. Just keep in mind, hearings, so sorry. He might not have gotten
the 9/11 hearings. What 9/11 hearings?
Both are a tragedy. January 6th hearings.
Oh, right. No, I haven't seen any of that. I've been reading about. I haven't watching, but I've been reading about.
It's a little. Were these people fucking voted in? Because these are some boring motherfuckers. But anyway.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they're so slow and boring. But then when they cut to an interview or something like that, that's exciting. Craig, if you can get your dog closer to the microphone, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Oh, my dog's gonna go crazy in a few minutes. So yeah, this would be exciting. Yeah.
I want. Oh, go ahead.
I swear to God, if you don't, go ahead.
No, because I was going to change topics, and I don't want to do that to you. I feel something good coming.
Well, what? they show all this. Looks like it might do some damage. All these all these interviews that Giuliani did and Bannon did and Roger Stone did. I mean, this is a rogues gallery. These are all the bad guys in Dick Tracy, but. Does Trump be like, what is it? Why do all my henchmen have to have fucking radio shows?
Right.
I do love that. I do love that.
I was thinking of how about like a cartoon? It's like that old, remember, I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. Do one of those, but with the Constitution. He's like, hello, I'm a living and breathing document. And then they show like England tries to shoot it and he goes, nice try, England. And then it tells you a lesson about the Constitution. It's like, I'm legacy, or am I? And then Trump cuts up the Constitution and forms a whole new paragraph with the letters. And he's like, I didn't say that.
Sharpies it in.
Yeah. Sharpies it in with like little carrots.
He just has to think about it and it's in there.
Oh, I've been around since 1787. I've seen it all, but this. And then somebody puts shit on him, rolls him up, and shoves him up a donkey's ass.
They did a version of this, of course, on BoJack, and they showed the bill. It's like, the bill is going like, I'm a bill. And it's like, okay, how do you get this bill passed? Well, let's hide some things. Okay, Bill, meet your local farmer. This farmer needs this thing. Can you hide it in there? I got it in. That tastes good. All right, let's keep going. Who else needs what? And it's like they hide all this other shit in the bill, and then they show how it passes to get like fracking be okay.
What a sick world we live in.
BoJack, sickness in funny form.
You know, speaking of visual entertainment, we also watched. I think I've declared it to be the absolute worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Twice over, actually. Keith was picking the films. I didn't want to dictate, right? Because I thought maybe Mother, we could do a little Mother thing with popcorn. He wasn't into that, so we watched. Some fucking Stephen King.
It's on Netflix now. Mr. Hannigan's Phone.
Okay. This fucking movie is... So nothing happens in the entire movie. Literally nothing happens in the entire movie. And the protagonist... Well... Keith, I mean, was it this not?
It's a shitty movie, and Stephen King can go fuck himself. When I see this says executive producer Stephen King, the guy who says he hated the original Shining, this guy. And by the way, every single story is about kids
with an old man.
Grow up, Stephen King. Grow the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Reading books. you know, as if to make us feel guilty for not being.
Yes. Grow up after he'll grow up after every year. He grows up a little after Halloween, but now he's just a kid. Yay! Let's enjoy my story. Feels familiar. Sounds familiar. It is familiar. Man, we'll grow up in a few.
No, Israel, I also made him see Halloween. So it was very cruel, but I had to put up with his music. So I think it's fair.
Oh, no. I put up with actually, and my fucking Apple iTunes is all fucked up now because I open it up and it's like Limp Bizkit Radio, Steely Dan. And how did this happen with only 2 days? But I gave it a shot and it's still the most terrible thing in the world. I tried to, I don't know, offer him something decent, you know, to open his mind. And he was judgmental from the, I don't think he gave it a chance, but it was an absolutely beautiful moment in the canyons of Calabasas, right outside of Malibu. As the sun is setting, we stop on an overlook looking over these giant mountains that are fog covered, you know, out of nowhere. And we start listening to Fiona Apple's record, and my girlfriend's in the back, and she's like, oh, that's what you guys have in common. We're singing all the world, crying. We even went and killed a couple of random men because they're probably rapists. And it was a really empowering and I think connective moment for us.
And nice. Then he gets confused and has to introduce Bjork to me. And I'm like, oh, don't do that. This works.
Don't do that. Keith's never going to like fucking Bjork. Come on.
Oh, he really hated it. He really hated it. And please. I tried.
Please. This guy likes Motley Crue's shitty record. I mean, you know, the one with the other singer, Gary Shee.
But, by
the
way. But if there's any song that he would like by Bjork, it would be Also Quiet, right?
No, he got really annoyed by this one. And he actually, when that song was on, he spoke into his Siri and he said, Siri, erase this song from any playlist. Also, by the way, speaking of Motley Crue, Siri, you know, because of course, several times he was like, play Bullshit by Motley Crue, right? And when Siri responds back, we found out it is actually Motley Crue, which makes sense because there is a new law for literally no reason. It's just aesthetics, but I'm going to start calling him Motley Crue.
Good. Nice.
What the funny thing is, Craig tries to get me to explain, like if I really do like Limp Bizkit's Hot Dog Flavored Water album, can I explain why? And I go, I don't know. I think it's good. Then he'll play some bullshit where you're like, I think it's like, you know, my computer plays it when it's in, you know, sleep mode. But it's just a, right? Somehow they all sound different.
He did some ambient tracks.
Right. You think you fall asleep to it, but he's enjoying it somehow. Okay. and then he'd be like, now, why don't you like this? Like, there's a real answer. And I think he got frustrated. Like, I can't get, because it's shit. Because it's shit. It doesn't move me. That's all. And I would say, why is Limp Bizkit not good to you? Because to you, it's shit. That's it.
This is how
simple.
You left
but
him.
He was doing it like it was a college class. And he's like, tell me.
What
this is
I
how you left him talking with his girlfriend. Why did you go to the park with me? It's shit. The park's shit. I saw the park yesterday. Craig, you're being Keith again.
I talked it over with my girlfriend in great detail. And what we concluded was it's an energy thing. He just likes to turn up, you know, and Limp Bizkit and Motley Crue has this turn up, rock and roll, fucking let's get wild energy. And so I understand and respect that.
And by the way, let me say about being a good sport. I went to a party. I put on a scarf as not to embarrass him.
I made him wear a scarf. I made him wear a scarf.
But looked great. Well,
both places that we went, the people were like, that's a great scarf on
I did get complimented on the scarf, but to me...
What were you wearing that scarf with? The shirt you're wearing?
I had a shirt. I had a
sleeveless shirt.
Sleeveless, but you can't tell because I had a suit jacket on and a scarf. And by the way, they don't make suit jackets for people with sleeveless shirts. It's very fucking itchy in those corners. But yes, so I did get compliments. Brother Love and Craig are both skirt lovers.
Not skirt lovers.
Scarf. They're both, I don't know what. So what is, how do you get into scarves? And do you guys realize that that's really just a tie?
Because
definitely not a tie.
But it serves a similar purpose in the sense that when you've got something around your neck, I've thought about this. And when you've got something around your neck, it actually affects your posture. It affects the way that you hold your neck, and it's kind of like a buttoned up feeling from here up, right? But I want to be a little sexy down below, right? I can't always deal with a collar holding it together to give me that button up. So I can do a scarf with that, whatever.
I couldn't hear a fucking word. Brother Love, can we do something about
you? Yeah, Alex, chick, I have a gig in a little bit, actually. Unfortunately. No, I have a sound check. Alex is here to pick me up. But
the dog is letting you know.
I know. The dog is letting me know that I've said okay. Let me put the dog out in the I want to answer the scarf thing. Let me put Ringo.
I always thought it was just an accent. Like, you know, you can't really, like, it's instead of a belt or a hat or something, like, you have regular clothes, you throw a scarf on, and you have an accent.
Also, I have a skinny neck, and I'm embarrassed by it, right? So the scarf prevents that. But I really actually do think it's like an emotional thing. I feel buttoned up. I feel postured. By not having, you know, a tie on, because people think you're square that way.
Dude, it's funny that I don't know. It's like Brother Love and Craig. I like they do. You see him walking. It, you know what? Quite frankly, it is a get up, and it's cool. Sure. But by the way, their lifestyle, it's very fucking hot. I think they say 90% of work is just showing up. I think the other 10% is the scarves. That's the hard part of doing shit. But
there's a flowiness to it. There's a flowiness to it. See, that's what I like. See, I'm learning as I get older. I like flowing, man. You know, like I just, the scarf is just this, it's like this appendage, it just flows, you know, and it just feels so good and it feels so sexy. And sometimes you can button it up a little like a tie. Yeah, sure. Otherwise, you just let it go and you're flowing. I like this sort of free flowing, you know, kind of like B. Arthur and Maud, but cooler. You know what I mean? Like,
how does he do it? I'm even harder than I was before.
Well, you know, like it really is like, you know, these people. Like I don't just wear a shirt and jeans.
These people, Brother Love, we can agree that this is anti-Semitic, right?
Yeah, there's three of us on this thing, by the way. That's right. Let him go. Let him go. We know. Wink, wink to the two of you with the curly hair.
But we've seen people. I've thought about this. I thought about this when I saw Brother Love and your buddy Alex kind of dresses the same way. I'm like, I wish I could dress like a douche. And it's interesting. Get up. You see these people with the outfits, and they are outfit, and it's impressive. It's like, look at that. Look how they put that together. And I'll say to Craig, like, all right, well, I'm going to put this stuff together and have my own style. And he goes, yeah, you can have your own style. And then I show him how I look, and he goes, well, not like that. I don't get it.
I know what you're going after, and you're so close, Keith, okay?
We were at this restaurant, right, and there was a giant group of people sitting at two big tables, and out of all of them, there was one guy that stood out. He's in a kind of bright blue blazer. He's got maybe some accents coming out of the blazer. He's looking sharp. I would say he looks cool, right? Keith points him out without any prompt. Nobody's talking about anybody else in the room. He points him out and he says, see that guy in the blue? I fucking hate him. And that's the conversation starter. And I'm like, whoa, what in the, like, how do you hate so much on, like, I don't think of Keith as a prejudicial person, you know, at all. How do you have so much hate for this guy? And he said, he looks like he's a fucking crook. This guy, he's going to trick you. This guy is a trickster.
So he knows, you could tell by the body language, by the eyes, you could tell a lot by a person.
The blue jacket, the shorts, the sandals. I can't describe it in words. It upset me. You could tell that this sandals. Motherfucker said, I'll pay you guys, just give me the money. And he pocketed extra. This guy was bad news. And funny how you and your girlfriend were defending him as if you knew him. No. Absolutely, he helps out at the school on weekends. By the way, Abigail, I love your girlfriend. She was cool to hang out with. Yeah,
and she really enjoyed you too.
Good. We went
Actually, I want to take that back.
She doesn't like the way you changed me, but she enjoyed it enough. I thought it was funny. We went to In-N-Out, and then we were talking about how it's really a religious company. And on the bottom of the cups has 3:16. God gave his only begotten son, blah, blah, blah. And then she pointed out, like, but it didn't have to be his only begotten son. Like, God could have made more sons. It's not the my only boy. It's like, well, that you did that.
Right.
You did that to be dramatic. Come on. But I did. I got a scarf compliment. Very exciting. Let's see what else real quick before we have to say goodbye to Brother Love. Almost on the flight. We covered that. Yada, yada, yada.
Can I, while you're reviewing your notes, what would you guys give Keith? And then he'll give you his, what would you guys give Keith as a guest? 5 stars is the most you can give. We'll start with Brother Love since he was first. He had some time to think about it. What would you give Keith?
I would say 5 stars. Absolutely. I would say five stars. Because he's very considerate. If he's, thinking about food, he's, hey, do you want to get something to eat? I'll buy or whatever. It's very considerate of time, of space, because my house isn't very big and tall. And Keith is, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're in his way in our own fucking home, you know? I would say 5, and I'm not just saying that. He was very gracious.
Yeah. All right. Craig, do you want to lie also?
I hate to seem like a liar, but I'm going to go 5 stars for similar reasons. He's absolutely considerate. Not only did he insist on paying for dinner when we went out, but also paid for my girlfriend, which made me feel uncomfortable, but he was very insistent.
I didn't know how to just pay for you and be like, you got this one, right, Abigail?
He did the same thing.
Also, several times he was trying to make me look like lesser of a man, and I just take that in stride.
That's right. He went and paid for my girlfriend too, and I said, "No, you pay for my wife. I'll pay for my girlfriend. That's no problem."
All right, 5's all around, Keith.
Yeah,
That's fun to hear. Thank you. All I can say is that they're both the nicest hosts. I mean, I don't know what you guys heard. Maybe you can guess, but they were both fantastic. 5 stars all around. Thank you. Thank you so much.
To get a real flavor, Chemda, you have to do the exact same thing. You got to come visit me for a few days, and then you got to go out to LA, man. Come on.
Please. All right,
I'll do
it. And then we'll compare some notes, right?
By the way, go ahead, Craig.
Well, I was going to say, and then, Brother Love, you and I can get together and just dish on these two fucking assholes.
Hey, I got time. By the way, keithandthegirl.com/dad. It's my dad's story. It's going to be a book. I'm done with it. It's called, I did a little work on the airplane, too. I know I already said I'm done, but I wanted a synonym for absolute batshit. And I found that because you don't want to repeat too much, you know. But I was mentioning that at that LA party we were at, and you know, these guys are on drugs. They've seen everything and they're amazed by this story. And that was very fun.
Amazed.
My dad fucked me up so much that I'm in the airport and I pass a sign. It says, "We love to help." It's a help desk. "We love to help. Helping's our favorite. Just ask." And I'm like, "Dad." That was my dad. "Just ask if you want to know. I'm happy to. I love to help. Helping's my favorite." It reminded me of like A Few Good Men. "I'm here to help you any way I can." You believe that, Danny, don't you? That I'm here to help you any way I can. You believe that, right? You know that, Danny? That's the way I see this sign. I'm like, "Dad, you motherfucker." But
did
anyway,
you travel with your dad ever?
No. He's with him all the time. Come on.
Right.
But he's there.
He's with travels Keith in his all dad. The time. Yeah. Right.
There was always an email, no matter where I landed.
Right.
The guy that we were talking to at the party about Keith's dad just so happened that his father was a priest or some version of the clergy when he was growing up. So they started comparing notes. Keith tells his story. And this guy says, "No shit, because here's my story. My dad, by the starting at the age of 7, I was deemed a squire. There was like a whole ceremony around it. He gave me a shield that he made out of wood. And then as I went through the, you know, 16, he became a knight, and then he became a whatever else, right? And like when he was became a knight, he was given a sword. He was knighted by his father, and there was these rites of passage through manhood until he left the house. And we were talking about it, and very similar to, you know, Keith's bullshit or Keith's bullshit about being a prince or whatever. And the and we were commenting that if you were to ask Keith's dad or bring up that type of story, he probably thinks that he did the same thing. The only difference between this guy's dad and Keith's dad is that this guy put in the effort to be a complete fucking you know, to build this fictional world where he's a god. Keith's dad just phoned it in and convinced himself that it all happened, and these kids hate him for it.
It is funny that it goes to, I wasn't surprised by the story that he would make this kid a duke, a squire, and but it's really just to give you more chores. I wasn't surprised that it was a religious dad. And at the same, it's not like he would go, yeah, I had to do, I was a squire, I was a duke, I was this, it was very strange. And my dad was religious. Nobody's going to be like, well, then there you go. But at the same time, I understand it. I'm like, of course they go together. This weird fucking power trip. You were a priest. People literally kissed your ring. And now you're going to change my diaper. You're going to have a problem with that and have to make shit up. Like, you're a prince and I looked at you funny, so I have to paint the house. Yeah. Yeah, but at least that woman got a prayer in on the plane. So that's
good. That's good.
Bless her.
Brother Love, people want to hear your music. I'm telling them right now. They want to hear your music. They want to check out Them Vibes. What do they need to know?
They need to find Them Vibes on the Instagram, the Spotify. We have singles, new singles out. A song called Love is Free was out in August. In September was Funky Family. And we have a few more coming out. The record, the full length record. The name of the record is called Sonic Chameleonic. And it will be out in the spring of 2023. We'll be on tour next year. And right now, we're just excited about putting the new music out. And for those of you who don't know Them Vibes, please get to know us. We appreciate it. We here at Them Vibes Central, we appreciate your business.
When are you going to let me do an interstitial on your album? You know, one of those things where the song's done and before the next song starts, it's like, you fucking kidding me? And then the next song starts. When do I get to do that?
Don't ask.
Yeah, you can. Well, let's get it together because the record's not out yet. So let's work on that.
Okay. All right. For sure. Good to know. And Craig Klein, anything that people should know?
Yeah, you can find me on Spotify. I released my new album, Sonic Colonic, which is
perfect. That's great. Yeah. Comes with toilet paper. Comes with toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. Guaranteed.
Comes with a sponge.
You can just check out the stuff that I do on Keith and the Girl, Diamond Dogs, and whatever else. And please support Brother Love's record.
Keith and the Girl VIP. We do our Diamond Dog show. That's a lot of fun. We'll have to do another one very soon. I was going to say something else. I don't know what. Assume it was Jem. Brother Love, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Love you guys
great
so
to see
much.
You, Brother Love.
Thank great you very you. Much. Great to see you guys. See you later. I'm headed to Soundcheck now. I'm playing percussion with a band called Lady Couch. They're a really cool band. They're a jam band out of Nashville, Tennessee. And they asked Alex and I to sit in with them tonight, and the sound check became at 4 o'clock. And so I'm running the sound check now. Thank you so much.
Cool.
I gotta go, man. I gotta go play the bing bongs, man. Bingity bongity boop. Love you.
Bye. Good seeing you.
Bye.
Peace. Thank you, guys. You're free to go, Brother Love. Thank you, Craig. Thank you.
Thank you, people listening live.
Hold on. Brother Love just left. Craig, you were the best. Come on. What are we talking about here?
I know.
Of course.
I know I was.
How's it fucking close?
I mean, I was listening to your story with Brother Love. I'm going to unbutton another button now that he's gone. And
you didn't want to show him up?
Yeah, I'm going to take over. And I heard his story. And obviously, Adam's story, there was really, they had no chance. They really had no chance. And I honestly had such a fucking good time. And it was so good to see you after all of these years and pick up right where we left off. We have confirmed it to everybody out there who cares. We are actually friends. It works really, really well, regardless of all of the things that we don't agree on. But yeah, it was really great. It was really
great. I do remember what I was going to say, actually. Check my social media for me and Craig performing Fiona Apple. It's quite brilliant. Yes.
Also on Reddit.
Everywhere. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com